Welcome to Kiki and Kibitz.
Welcome to Kiki and Kibitz, Real Housewives of New York edition. My name is Brianna, and I'm here with my co-host, Jen, and we're ready to talk about the scary episode at the Berkshires. How you doing, Jen?
Hey, Brianna. That was my Jordan invitation for everybody.
Salomsies, Brianna.
Salomsies.
Yeah, so here we are, and Jordan is out this week. He's busy working. So I am fortunate enough that Jen is joining me this week, and I'm sparing you all the indignity of me doing a podcast by myself, which would be a nightmare.
You'd be fine.
A nightmare. No, I don't think so. I'd kind of like
ramble.
To. Well, I would. Maybe I'd either ramble or I would have like a pre-written speech.
Right.
I'd be all 4 score and 7 years ago today. And you know, like I, naturally not true. I could probably, okay, I'm trying it next week. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Everybody's fired.
Everybody's fired.
We're all fired. This is Brianna's podcast.
Guess yeah, what? Would, we don't get paid. Week. So.
Yeah. And there's that. By the way. And if I fire you, I'm going to fire myself too. So there you have it. Anyway, so how's everything going with you?
It is going very well.
How's the weather in Ohio?
It's hot and sticky. It's been in the mid-90s here, so It's pretty. We're super humid around here, so it always feels like 10 degrees above what it really is. So it's felt like in the hundreds.
Yeah, in California, whenever it's really hot, people are like, but it's a dry heat. And
is
I'm like,
though?
Okay, yeah, yes, it does tend to be dry. Not necessarily near
the
beach where
I live.
But you're
on the water, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's still, yeah, California is basically a desert. But right here by the beach, it is foggy a lot, so it is kind of wet, but it's still not humid like Ohio. Mm-hmm. If it gets hot, it's no longer humid. You know, it burns off. So it's wet because it's fog. Mm-hmm. But, you know, today I drove into Central California and it was so hot. It was 107 degrees. Okay. And during the pandemic, I had to wait for my dogs in the vet. Mm-hmm. And it was like during a pandemic, absolutely nothing is open there. In where I live, you can still do indoor dining. Not that I do or that I would, but it's open here in my county. Mm-hmm. But they're spiking and everything is closed. So we're like, what are we going to do with ourselves sitting outside in 107 degree heat?
Oh,
it sucks. Yeah.
I know. I just,
it was 80 here today where I live, but I was not here to enjoy it. But maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, it's summer, even though on the Real Housewives of New York, it is Halloween. So, you know, I just want to say this is totally unrelated to anything, but it kind of irritates me that it's always the same time of year. Like, I could deal with you too.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It does with Vanderpump Rules too, because we're always celebrating.
We're always at Pride.
Stassi's birthday. And
right.
And I don't mind celebrating Pride. I could celebrate Pride every month.
Well, but, and I feel that way too, but I mean, it's a consistent, okay, now
yeah,
the Vanderpump
pump
is on the float, and
yeah,
now, you know, now we're going to fight because nobody's gay enough, or people are too gay, or Ariana's just faking being gay, like, you know what I mean? Every year, it's the, sort of the same trope.
Yeah. Well, I'm
and
just
really
tired
it's
of
like,
it always being Ramona's birthday.
Oh, yeah, but I'm tired of Halloween
yeah,
and Christmas. I really, really am.
I can never get tired of Halloween. I love Halloween. It makes me happy.
I can't stand Halloween except that I, every single year, watch the movie Halloween on Halloween.
Do you? That's funny.
By myself, because Andrew
would produce it. I think it's AMC who does the 30 days of Halloween or 31 days of Halloween. Yeah. And we watch all of, I'm a horror junkie, so.
Well, we are too. And that's the only part I like about Halloween is that.
Yeah.
But what I dislike about Halloween is children coming to my door.
See, we don't have sidewalks, so nobody comes here. We don't have to do that.
Right. You're out on 10 acres.
Yeah.
They're like, don't go on their property. You'll die.
They're like, we're not going to walk, you know, a mile and a half for
they're
a
like,
Snickers
I heard
bar.
Old man Bennington has an axe.
Actually, he has several.
And he looks mean. Don't go there. Funny. No, I just turn off all the lights and try to make everything really quiet so I can watch Halloween in peace.
Yeah. Right.
I am crotchety at this point. But
I like Halloween. I think Halloween is the most fitting holiday for Bluestone Manor, though.
Why do you say that? Besides the fact that Dorinda loves it.
Well, you and I were talking before, and you made a great tweet earlier that grabbed me, that you think her house is possessed. And not everybody knows that both you and I are kind of obsessed with paranormal things anyway.
Right. And horror.
Right. Yeah. And I really hadn't thought about it. You know, I knew that Bethany had always kind of gone nuts there, but I thought that that was just Bethany, you know, I didn't really attach it to the house, but,
I love the Berkshires montage of like everyone acting like total assholes.
Yeah. And, but see, Bethany was there for all of that. So I thought this is going to be a new, different kind of thing. And then she's done all this reno on it and everything. And she's even talking in her confessionals about, you know, this different energy, and she'd stay here by herself now. Right. And it was the same not so stuff. So maybe you're right. And maybe the house is possessed.
There's a curse on Bluestone Manor.
Yeah.
I think so, for sure. I mean, come on. They act like psychos. Nobody can spend one night there without getting in a massive fight.
Yeah. We had multiple ones this episode. It wasn't just
one. I know. And Luann threw like a complete temper tantrum, which was amusing.
She had a total diva meltdown. Maybe it was her redemption moment after getting laid into by Bethany for several years in a row. She decided she was going to be the one that's going to dish it out this time. I don't know.
Right. Without Bethany there, we needed a new bitch. So Luann only too happily stepped in.
She was good at it. That was hardcore.
Yeah, the queen bee left and the countess is left. So there you have it. Kind of crazy. Anyway, yes, Bluestone Manor is definitely possessed. And it was so interesting starting with I was kind of dying when what's her name? Leah. And who else was with her? That they couldn't get into the house. Was it Sonia?
Leah and Sonia. Yeah.
Leah and Sonia, where they couldn't find any way into the house. And I was like, this is an omen.
They like knock, they rang the doorbell, and you just see Len and Dorinda inside.
Right. And I did love, Dorinda coaching Len about Dorinda showing up. Right.
About Ramona, about
what I say during up, sorry, yeah, Ramona
about refusing to get her any tea and like role playing.
That is hilarious, but it's true because everywhere Ramona goes, she acts like she's the queen of the world and people need to bring her things. And she always has bellboys unpacking for her.
Yeah, I loved it though that Len's first response was to say, yes, Miss Ramona. And Jordan's like, no, no.
Wrong. No, Miss Ramona, no. That's hilarious. Yeah, I don't know. How did Ramona even get that way? It's not like she came from some really wealthy family or anything.
I don't know. I don't think that she's very socially aware. You know, people have talked about her being on the spectrum before on Twitter.
Really? And, little Asperger's-y? Like she can't read social cues?
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't know that that's true, obviously. That's just what people have commented on. But there's a similarity there in that she doesn't realize how she comes across, I don't think.
I think
she's a great girlfriend.
As evidenced by the fact that she has 50 girlfriends, no 60, no 80. It's like every time she gives like she is like President Trump. She just estimates her friends the same way Trump estimated his inaugural crowds. She's like, I have 5,000 girlfriends and they're my closest ones. Poor Elise. I can't even stand Elise, and I was mad at Ramona about it.
Would really like to know what Elise did to make Ramona mad enough to unfollow her, because Ramona likes to have the scoop on everything. So to unfollow her, you know, Elise must have done something major to tick her off that bad, because I don't think Ramona likes to be out of the loop at all.
Yeah, but I mean, that was a really confusing story. So that whole thing where she said she was worried about Ramona. So she went, Elise, so she went to go check on her and make sure she was okay. And Ramona basically told her to screw off.
Yeah, but they were fighting even before the Halloween party. I think, didn't it start in Rhode Island?
I mean, I think Elise is constantly feeling slighted, but I feel like that's her default setting. And it's like slighted and gossipy.
There are parts of it where, and I hate agreeing with Ramona, I feel like it's some conspiracy that the editors are doing just to like get my goat or something, because I hate it when I agree with her.
I know.
But I didn't like, if one of my friends, say you and I went to a party or something, and you saw that I was really upset and cameras were up, and you were like not supporting me at all while the cameras were up, and then we went somewhere else, and you came to soothe me, I'd be like, go find another table. I'm too mad to talk to you right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're not going to do it on camera, you know, and...
Is that what she said, or that's just what you're guessing?
That's just what I'm getting.
Yeah, because I didn't. Yeah, interesting. It could be.
Yeah, it could be. Not going to back my play in front of all of these people that I've just introduced you to, and then you're going to come to me and act like you're all caring. I don't know that I'm going to think that you care. Not in the moment, anyway.
It was very interesting how it's like Ramona keeps bringing up how many girlfriends she has, and Elise is like, yes, you have this many people you're social with. We are in the same social circles in the hip. And Ramona's like, nope, she wasn't having it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Ramona must be super insecure.
I think Ramona has always had sort of a quantity over quality kind of persona, don't you think?
She's shallow. So, yeah, in that way, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, she seems a lot more comfortable being like social butterfly flitting from table to table, but she can't get deep with anyone.
Right. I mean, even Sonia, she's known the longest, and they don't get super deep.
Well, Sonia's not that deep. Neither of them are.
But for the whole series, though, when Sonia was going through all of her, you know, the debt and all of that kind of stuff, and lawsuits and everything, that got pretty deep, and Ramona was still kind of... I mean, she was there for her in a way, but she was also running back to everybody and spilling all the beans. So it wasn't like super deep.
Yeah. But I do think Elise, that's her thing too. She talks behind everybody's back.
Yeah. I think that's probably, that's a good point. I think that's probably what happened.
Have you ever heard her say one positive remark? This is why I say Elise is a bitch, because she's literally a bitch. All she does is bitch.
Yeah, I can't think of one off the top of my head. No, she's really judgy. I mean, she tries to be supportive, but in doing it, she's cutting somebody else down in the process. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it does seem like that.
If she's stroking Leah's ego or whatever, like when Leah got hurt, you know, it was at the expense of Ramona and Sonia. You know, if she's like mad at Dorinda, then... you know, she goes to Ramona. It's there. There's always somebody that's getting thrown under the bus.
That's what I think too. And I saw someone tweet about it today, and she's like, I know this is an unpopular opinion, but is Elise growing on you? Would you like to see her on next season? And I'm thinking, God, go away, go away. And I mean, she's never said one interesting thing about herself. She's just like Ramona, where it's all about trying to one-up people with
social status. But she's got an interesting backstory. I mean, there's a lot that you could delve into there. And I don't know why, you know how Dorinda has all these files on people or whatever. And she's got all this information and dossiers. I don't know why she hasn't whipped Elise's out yet, because... you know, there were fights over money after an ex-husband passed away. There's, you know, somebody went to jail. I'd have to go through and research it all. But yeah, she's got a lot of history that's kind of like, I don't know, juicy compared to what everybody else has going on, if anybody would reveal it.
But what about the present? Like, she might have an interesting history, but like, because... she never talks about anything interesting at all. Right. And I don't know if she has a job, but she sure never talks about it if she does. Like, I guess I just think she's super boring and bitchy, but
yeah,
we shall see. I am also, I'm like Shannon Bedore. I don't like the new girl ever. I don't know why.
You like Leah though.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say that.
New girl. Yeah.
It's true. And I love her. I do. I liked her even more this time. I have to say.
I liked her this time because she stayed sober. I like sober Leah. I think sober Leah is the voice of reason. I don't like crazy off the wall tiki throwing, slapping people with an octopus Leah. That's not the Leah I like.
Oh, the octopus was excellent. No, I see why you're saying that, but I do find her super amusing, mostly because I just think she's really free. Mm-hmm. And I was seeing like a flashback from last week, and I totally wanted to do a meme, but I could not find a picture of it. Mm-hmm. Of Leah dressed in her Day of the Dead costume. Mm-hmm. And somebody said something and she's like, shots fired.
Yeah.
So funny. She's like ready to turn up. And I also thought it was so funny how she's like, I can't get drunk here, I'm gonna break everything.
Yeah, she did the shots fired thing when Luann told her about Ramona, right, bringing Missy. Yeah.
Right, Ramona bringing shots fired. I want to party with Leah. She's funny. She'll just say whatever she wants.
Yeah, she will. But and that's an interesting thing too that I've been noticing, and I don't know if you've noticed. It seems like, I know she's just getting to know all of these people. It seems, mm-hmm, like she was closest to Tinsley, but now that she's gone, mm-hmm, you know, I think she's trying to find her place, and I think she doesn't like any of them. I don't know that she wants a place.
Well, I mean, let's discuss. Who, mm-hmm, would she be friends with? Like, everyone's like, you know, 15 to 20 years older than,
right,
her.
Right.
I mean, Ramona's like 63 or something.
Yeah.
She's like 42.
They need to bring like Kristen Takeman back or somebody who's closer to her age group.
I think. Kristen Takeman's almost 50 now.
Is she?
Yeah, man. They're getting older.
She looks super good.
I know those bitches. Have you seen Sonia with her new facelift?
Gorge. Yes,
I know. I have. Mm-hmm. I'm like, who's her doctor? I don't care if I look puffy for a year. Because, mm-hmm, I looked, and you know, she looked so bad in the episode. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
She looked, and then I realized it's not just alcoholism, it's her facelift. It has to be.
Yeah, no, she looks gorgeous now.
So yeah, good, I know.
She looks easy 15 years younger.
I need a facelift right now, damn it. I demand a facelift. Anyway, I also liked, with Dorinda has redone the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes them on a tour, and as she does, they like do this flashback to Berkshire's years gone by.
Right. Mm-hmm. Every single room they had some major meltdown in. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The fish room and all of that. But I think it looks hideous. Mm-hmm. And I thought the decor was extraordinarily confusing because she had things that were like straight up gothic looking, mm-hmm, with things like a bright purple couch.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I thought it was a hot mess. I thought most of it was hideous. It looked very like somebody who's trying too hard to get every trend.
Yeah, in exactly. Room,
you know,
and that's it. Like that purple couch is cool, mm-hmm, AF, but right, not in a room like that. It's, mm-hmm, like all wrong.
Everything is so busy and so loud, busy, and
kitschy.
It's like a cacophony, but with visuals, you know?
But do you think so? All the women, they're walking through and they're like, wow, wow. And, mm-hmm, I feel like if they thought it was tacky or bad, they would have been in confessionals saying that, right?
I don't know that they would. I don't.
Like, Luann would have said, well, it's not my taste, but yeah, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I think they've all kind of made a pact since Luann dissed Ramona's that they're not going to trash each other's personal fashion or personal decorating styles, but maybe. I thought it was heinous.
Right. I did too. And even things like Hannah's bedroom, like mm-hmm. really
three eggs under that table.
It's like, she's in her 20s. Does she really want this like little girl pink bedroom?
Maybe. Who knows? I just thought it was funny. And I don't know if you saw the irony in the fact that just a few episodes ago, she was complaining that they were at Ramona's friend Jeffrey's house and he was taking them on a tour and she was saying how much she hates tours of houses and how tacky that is. And then she's sitting there leading everybody through and she stops halfway through and said, okay, enough with the tour. And it's like she finally realized what a total hypocrite she was being. I don't know.
I mean, I would have wanted to see all the rooms too, definitely. But also when she was doing that and she's like, the Moroccan room, where is the Moroccan room?
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, how big is that house?
It's not that big. It's big. It's bigger than any house I've ever lived in, but it's not like you can't find a room.
Big. I just honestly feel like after watching that I literally hate every single person on the entire globe who has theme rooms in their house. Mm-hmm. That is pretentious as shit.
I don't mind a theme as long as it flows. I mind 9,000 themes.
It's like right.
Her house is like the board game Clue. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, you've got the library and it's all this and Colonel Mustard standing there matching the drapes.
That's what I mean by gothic. And it's mm-hmm. like, that is a cool ass house. Like, why not play mm-hmm. up its strengths, which are that it is totally gothic. It's cool.
Yeah.
You can have a cool horror story set there.
Yeah. But you can do it. And I'm not saying people have to have one theme for the whole house, but I've always in my homes had a through line. You know, where it doesn't feel like when you go from one room to the other that you're entering somebody else's house completely. Yeah. You know, like,
no, this was this, like going
this was
to
John's
one
house. Yeah, this is like, Jen's house.
Yeah, right, exactly. No, but it reminded me, have you ever been to one of those hotels? They're like the Fantasy Inn, and you mm-hmm. can like rent the Jungle Room or the 1001 Nights Room, like things like that.
Well, you remember in my past life I was a travel agent,
right? So yes, you do
I do know those, yes,
right.
I used to book them.
Dorinda's house was like that. Yeah. Like literally, okay, mm-hmm. the Moroccan room, now mm-hmm. I'm in the overly feminized girls room now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Erica with her damn chapel in her house,
right? Although that chapel is cool, I just think it's a waste in her house.
It's just the pretension that I cannot stand. It's perfectly valid to have like a spiritual spot in your house. But that was like, what are you trying to do with the Sistine Chapel in your and come the hell on. Like, get over yourself and get over yourself, Dorinda. Like, okay, you have a nice big house. Mm-hmm. In the mountains, cool. Now I'm decorated like a cool big house in the mountains, like you know.
And guess what? And you're all alone in your giant big house. So yeah,
exactly. And she's like, I wouldn't even be scared to spend the night here alone, which means
I would be
she's
scared
never
to
spent
walk
the night
down
there.
Those stairs.
I that... would end up running. Do you ever do that, where you get this weird sense something's behind you, and it's suddenly you're sprinting?
Right. Did you see the ones though that they left by that had the black like textured wallpaper and like the creepy magic castle carpet? That was like the scariest stairway I've ever seen in my life.
It was creepy.
I would not want. I mean, you couldn't even see shadow people on the walls.
How will I know they're coming for me?
Exactly. How will I know?
No, it's really gross. And now I kind of, now that we've discussed this, I feel sad for her because she probably spent hundreds of thousands of dollars doing that.
Yeah. I'm sure she loves it, though. I mean,
she's so tacky.
Yeah.
Like all the tchotchkes that she has.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I do like those jade Chinese things that the Chinese figurines she has in the dining room.
Yeah, those are nice.
I think those are gorgeous, but they're a fortune. I looked them up because I was like, oh, I would love those. Never going to happen.
Right. I mean, there were individual items I thought were gorgeous.
Right.
There were many things, but mostly that deck and stuff.
Jeez. Did you see the picture of her holding the apple?
No.
She has a painting of herself holding the apple. When Mia was coming out to go see what her room was. Yeah.
Ew. I mean, public service announcement. If you want people to think you're a total dick, then hang painted portraits of yourself on the walls everywhere. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that, but now I really have nothing but
concerns. Now you have to go rewind and watch.
I know. I feel like Leah's the only one I can stand. Her and Sonia. It's like the rest of them are just contemptuous.
Yeah.
But I still don't mind watching them. They're not contemptuous in the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills ways where I'm like, I feel dirty after I watch it.
Right.
Oh, I just feel like drinking after
exactly. This isn't like must watch for me anymore. I'll watch it when I get to it. Usually the next, I blog on it. So it's not like I wait forever and a day, but I don't live watch it like I used to.
Yeah. This is maybe my favorite one right now. Although Real Housewives of Potomac's coming back, and that has been really good.
It looks good.
There's also, this is also not on topic, but Love After Lockup is coming back in like a week.
I've never seen it. I'll have to check it out.
Oh, don't. You'll go down that rabbit hole. You'll never come out again.
I have so many rabbit holes. Jesus
Christ. I feel like my IQ just gets lower every day.
Quarantine's doing that to me. I've got quarantine moron brain.
No, for real. There's like no stimulation. Like you could easily just become demented alone in your house.
But just like in quarantine where everything's kind of feeling like SSDD, it's doing that to me with this show. Like, are you feeling like we've done all this and we've had all these fights?
No.
Like, you're not? Okay.
Maybe because I'm sorry. I have all the wrong answers.
No, like, there's no wrong answer. It's TV. Your opinion is just as valid.
I just feel so alone in the world because it's always me and everyone else disagrees with me. The reason I don't feel that way is because the players are different. Mm-hmm. Like without Bethany there, it's not like a repeat of fights past. Right. And Elise does change the energy, right? So
she changes the energy a little, but it still seems like Dorinda's using her as kind of a wind-up doll to aim at Ramona. I feel like that's why she got the invite. Because it's
that's
not
interesting.
Like that when she was showing Elise her room, the very first thing she said was, "Oh, are you going to talk to Ramona?" You know, and then when they did talk and Ramona wanted to go off to the side and they all go in together like it's a spectator sport or something and want to watch it and then move again.
I know.
You know, when they settle their disagreement, Dorinda and Ramona settled first and had their little lap sitting hug fest on the couch. Mm-hmm. And then Elise came over and she wanted to make up. And not 5 minutes later, Dorinda's like, "Well, you made up with Ramona pretty quickly." And I'm like, so I don't know.
She doesn't want her to.
I don't know if she doesn't want to get her hands dirty because she was fighting with Tinsley the whole first half of the season, you know, and she doesn't want it to be like, she wants somebody else to go after Ramona now so she doesn't look like the evil one. I don't know.
It's not working.
Yeah. No. Ramona's games aren't working on Elise either. Elise has got Ramona's number, and she wasn't buying anything Ramona was selling. So
I think Ramona's time is up.
I don't think she wants to be there. And if she's not going to be there, then step back and let somebody else get a paycheck. You know what I mean? If you're not going to earn it.
So just to circle back on what you said, doesn't this feel like, you know, a trope? Doesn't this feel like something we've seen over and over again? I guess in the Ramona case it is.
Yeah.
And it's just like, whatever. What do we have next? An apology tour coming next.
But I have that feeling with a lot of them because they really don't have much going on outside the show. I mean, we've seen Luann's Cabaret Act now. You know, I'm sure it changes a tiny little bit, but not enough for me to want to watch it in development every year. Dorinda is, she hasn't had John on for a while, so the fact that they're split up the season isn't very different, and she's, you know, basically binging Law and Order SVU at her house. You know, so she doesn't have anything going on. Ramona's just man crazy and is hopping from party to party. You know, Sonya's just Sonya. You know, I don't mind her. I wouldn't, she doesn't.
I know, I like her. She's endearing no matter what. Yeah. Maybe because she's really not, like, some of these other women are straight up nefarious, is my feeling. They're bad people, and she's just not. She's just kind of clueless.
Right. I like Sonya when she's being Sonya. I don't like Lady Morgan.
That annoys me.
It's like, it's been a decade. Get over it. You know, you're not. That whole blue book thing made me want
to. Oh, my God. I know.
It was like, I said on the blog, the only blue book I care about is the Kelly Blue Book because it tells me how much my car is worth.
Right.
You know, I don't care what rich person, you know, married rich person and divorced them 10 years later. You know, I don't care.
What? Don't care. No. It's like, she reminds me of someone I know.
I just don't. I don't get it. I think that's such a different world.
I know.
Than what we, and maybe it's because I'm not in that world, though. Maybe everybody who is in it is like, you're a stupid hick from Ohio. And that actually does mean something. But to me, in my world,
it does not.
Like, it's gross.
You know when that meant something? When I lived in New York City, which was 1991. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a thing anymore at all. So, yeah, that's whatever. I'm sick of it. No more. Yeah, classism is so 2019.
Yeah.
We're past that shit now. Let's move on. I wish. No,
but yeah, if Sonya could stay in the present, you know, I'd be fine with her sticking around. But I'm just tired. Ramona just acts like it's a chore for her to even do her job. And they film for what? Like 3 months out of the year? Like, if you can't focus for that long, then go away. You know, let somebody else have their turn.
I have an alternate theory that I just came up with. What if Ramona is getting like a little cuckoo for real, like mental health kind of thing? Like, she seems like ADHD kind of, you know, or manic. She seems a little manic.
Yeah. I just think she's a bad actress.
She's normal. What do you mean by that?
Well, when she was talking to Elise, the second time when she took her into the kitchen at Dorinda's, and she puts on that baby voice, and she was like, you know, what really disappointed me was, it's all so calculated and such crap. I mean, you can always, she fake, just like when she fake cries, I'm so
sad. Oh, God, that was the worst.
Me. Yeah, it's just like.
You can even tell it, like, she. Yeah, let's not talk about that. But yes, I could go on and on about Ramona's fake crying. Like, God, it's a travesty.
What surprised me, Luann actually defended Ramona. And I was shocked because Luann was being all nasty about when they went shopping earlier in the episode. She was still, you could tell she was still mad that Ramona brought Missy. But then when they're there up in the Jerkshires, Luann told Dorinda that she thought her toast was mean-spirited, which I did too. I thought Dorinda was projecting big time because she was accusing Ramona of reveling in schadenfreude and everything. And if anybody was doing that, I mean, there were probably 3 or 4 confessionals just in this episode alone where Dorinda was excited that Ramona was, you know, having people come at her. So that's literally the definition of Sean.
Yeah, rejoicing in someone's pain.
Sorrow.
But allow me to pull that just for our listeners. You know, when you go on Facebook and you look at all your high school friends hoping that they're all fatter than you, that's schadenfreude. You're happy when they suck.
Yeah, but
tell me you don't do it.
Yeah, and I think that Dorinda's toast was mean. I was just surprised that Lou stepped out and said something, but Dorinda shut that down so fast and was like, you better not, Lou, you better not. Even Leah's jaw dropped when Dorinda was like coming at Luann and telling her she better not defend Ramona.
Dorinda seems just not herself.
I don't think that Ramona's assessment is inaccurate. I've said that before, that I think it's a delayed grieving over Richard.
Oh.
I think that that's a real
thing. I think it's menopause. I really do.
Could be.
I do, and I say that as a woman of a certain age that had, I understand. There's some serious mental health. It affects your mental health, like, quite seriously. A lot of women go into depression, anxiety. But I mean, I feel for her, but I also think I feel for everyone who goes through stuff, whether it's, you know, hormonal changes or losing your husband and not grieving it, whatever it is. But I personally, I draw a line at being nasty to other people.
Yeah.
And Dorinda has been straight up mean spirited, and I am not cool with it.
She's crossed many lines, I think. And if you can afford to shoot Botox into your face, you can afford hormone replacement therapy. And
psychotherapy.
Yeah.
Or both.
Well, and she's going to that life coach. But somebody said that I saw online, I don't know if this is true or not, for those who are used to Jordan researches. I just listen to rumors.
I do neither.
But I heard that he was like a chiropractor or something. Like, he's not even a life coach. So I don't know how well
life coaching doesn't require any kind of special training, apparently.
I don't think you need a degree even.
She needs a fucking psychiatrist who can give her some drugs. I mean it. Like, I honestly think she needs something to, like, get her through her transition. Like, she needs some antidepressants. I'm concerned for her.
Right.
I am, but also I would not be friends with her. Because you would just do that to me one time, and you would never see or hear from me again.
And
ever.
It's bugging me because I really liked her. I enjoyed her so much when she first came on. And she's just flipped the script for me to where I can't back her up on anything. It's just all ridiculous. And who else did that this week was freaking Luann. You know, I'm just finally starting to get with Luann being back to being a little more humble. You know, she's having a drink every now and then, but not being ridiculous. You know, she's not on her high horse as much. And then she goes off on this tirade that it's beyond diva. I don't know what's beyond diva, but whatever that is, that's what Luann was.
I know. Luann thinks she's like Liza Minnelli or something. Like, I don't know who she thinks she is. She's like, she thinks she actually invented cabaret as a thing. Because like, she was so mean to Sonia. Like, she was so mean. And of course, Sonia said the wrong thing. She shouldn't have been like, you just want to exploit me. But anyone who looks at her, she's just drunk. Like, you can't listen to Sonia when she's in that state. Right.
But still, don't you think that $225 is a little exploitative?
Yes. My point is, she was inflammatory the way that she triggered Luann with the ferocity of that particular comment. But I do think it is wrong, because how much money is Luann getting? And incidentally, only getting because she is Luann.
Right.
Not because she has talent.
Right. And
she's not.
That's the thing. How defensive she got about it makes me think that Sonia hit the nail on the head, because you will never see somebody come back harder, you know, claws out, than when you absolutely have cornered them with the truth, you know, and they can't deny it. Mm-hmm. And it's the truth. She took advantage of her friendship with Sonia, paid her $225, you know, which is ridiculous. I don't know how much the tickets are. I know that, you know, that's maybe two tickets worth. And Luann's getting more of the benefit of it than Sonia was. So I thought that remotely being ridiculous with the $5,000 to $10,000. I mean, there's a pretty big difference. There's a gap in between there.
Right. And it's not like Sonia's going to be on the entire time. And it's also not like she has any talents because she doesn't. Because that's the thing. So you don't believe at all that Luann brought Sonia on to be nice to her and to involve her and make her feel good?
No.
You think she'll just sell more tickets if Sonia's
on? I don't think that Luann has enough material to fill a show. And well, that's why she does cabaret.
And but she has lots of people in her show.
She does, but she has to pay them. And I think the more people that Luann can get in for no money, the happier Luann is, because that's more money in her pocket.
Good point, Jen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. But Luann also is a total prima donna, like you said.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just surprised how hardcore she went. I mean, to call Sonia worthless, I mean, it was, I told one of my friends today, it was like killing a fly with an Uzi. I mean, Sonia is just so, she's so soft anyway. It was,
I know.
And Dorinda trying to pump her up, like, aren't you a warrior, Sonia? Why are you letting her say that? Aren't you a warrior? I'm like, on what planet is Sonia a warrior?
No, she's not. She's like the one non-alpha female. Right. She's, when she's alone in her house with all her interns, she's alpha, but not next to anyone else at all.
Yeah, but it's like a fake alpha, you know? This is a pretend. I'm not really paying you, but I can make you feel like my minions because you're my interns, you know? It's like not even a real alpha energy at all, so.
Totally true. Meanwhile, Luann truly does think her shit doesn't stink.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always felt that way about her. She's full of herself.
I've gone up and down with her. I like Lou. I like Lou a lot. I do not like Luann. You know, there's a distinct difference. Lou is a drinking buddy. Lou is, you know, the snatch guard and laughs easy. I like that version, but I do not like Luann, the Countess, the diva.
I can't stand it either. I have no patience for it. Mm-mm. Yep, I know. I know. Well, anyway, any last impressions or comments on this episode?
Looks like we are, when we were talking earlier about the whether we're in reruns or not, it does look like from the previews that we are getting a little bit of a rerun because Dorinda's coming at Luann about the mugshot again.
I saw that.
Her way through an insult.
Dorinda needs help, and it's just like, I don't care who you are. Like, that's just rude.
Yeah.
I just also think if somebody slights you, to come back harder, like, ruder, I don't know that that's always the right strategy, and I'm someone with very little impulse control, so I'm someone who would retort all the time, but, like, there's a certain level, man. It's just yucky. I know, they're all behaving very, very poorly. I don't blame Tinsley for leaving. I also don't miss Tinsley, but I don't blame her for leaving.
Right. I don't blame her either. I really honestly can't say that I noticed she was gone. I was starting to like her a little more.
I was too, but only because she got the stick out of her ass this season.
Yeah.
But that's what I don't like. I just don't like snobby. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Even if you're super rich, like, just don't be a dick about it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that, you know, Luann does. And that's Ramona.
Honestly, money-wise, I don't think Lou's got near what some of the other ones have. So it seems like even more of a facade.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she couldn't even, well, she said she couldn't find a pied-a-terre, you know, and when she was living with Sonia at the townhouse. But I think she probably couldn't afford one. And she's selling her giant circle house too.
I know, the one everyone hates. I don't know why they hate it, but I liked it.
The only thing I remember about it is there was a giant bar, and for somebody who was supposed to be being sober at the time, I found that hysterical.
Yeah,
we'll see next week if it's the same old or not.
Yeah, right. Because then I might start getting irritated with it too. But wouldn't it be cool if they all, like, all the housewives just rotated seasons a little?
Yeah.
Because like I would deck. Like to see, yeah, and see New York. No, I mean like New York in summer instead of Halloween and Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Like different times. I thought you meant
rotate
year.
People in and out so we don't get sick of them as easily.
That too.
Because Heather's coming back next week. I did see that on there. You're not a Heather fan?
I did. No. No, I feel like, and when people ask me this, it's like, I hate everyone apparently. Like, why don't I like, I don't like Heather. That's I didn't funny. Like Kristen. I couldn't stand Jill. I like Bethany. I actually was kind of a Bethany fan.
Yeah, I like Bethany. I went up and down with her. I wasn't.
I know. Last season, she went insane. Yeah. She was like crazy town.
And I've gone up and down with Carol. You know, there isn't anybody. No, and I liked
Carol.
That I've been consistently, you know, behind no matter what. Right. You know, if they have a season where they suck, I don't back them. And if they have a season where they're great, then I back them. You know, kind of fair weather when it comes to these ladies. Because when they're good, they're good. But when they're nuts, they're absolutely bat guano crazy. And I can't
deal with it. That's funny. Yeah, I know. This is also, by the way, why there are certain podcasts where they will not talk to cast members on the show at all. Mm-hmm. Because it kind of in some ways obligates you to not be as scathing in your critiques of them.
Yeah.
Because, and it's totally true.
That's why Bravo hates our guts, is because we call out production, we call out editing, and we say bad things about them.
Trust me, Bravo's not listening to our podcast. I hate to tell you. Anyway, well, if there's no last comments, then maybe we should wrap it up here. Anyway, I do appreciate you coming and sitting in for Jordan. It's a very different experience. We have a different below deck med kind of chemistry, which, by the way, if you guys didn't know, come listen to Jen and me on our Below Deck Med podcast, which usually comes out on Tuesday, unless I get super, super busy with something. Anyway, thanks to everyone else for joining us. And if you have a moment and you don't mind, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and give us a review or just a rating. That's real quick. Just click the stars. 5 stars. And I hope you are all well and happy. And please join us again next time. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.